Welcome to Men in Charge. In briefs, I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker.
Kevin, you told me that you've got something stuck in your craw for today's episode. At the risk of getting an answer to this question, what is that stuck down there?
Well, Tony, it's spam. We know it, we love it, we get a lot of it. And for the writers of Men in Charge in briefs, spam emails are the low-hanging yet spoiled fruit that keeps on giving.
I'm writing down these mixed metaphors to later chastise you for. You're talking about our time-honored segment, Unclogging the Spam Filter, from the old 29-minute Men in Charge episodes, all of which are streaming on Apple Podcasts, by the way.
That's right, because we don't use spam or virus filters as protection.
It's our right not to. Elon Musk told us.
Yes, because we don't use protection. We get a lot of spam in our email box at nasales@teslamotors.com.
And since the originators of these spam emails are just looking for attention, we've decided to bring Unclogging the Spam Filter back to Men in Charge in Briefs.
It's all new.
But also all old, because the spam filter is full of the same old nonsense as ever. We're talking generic Viagra and ancient Turkish foot pain remedies.
We're talking free Yeti coolers and Makita drills, and that old chestnut, the Nigerian prince scam. And today's hard chestnut to crack is from Joan Collins. I thought she had passed away.
Actually, she's still alive. I heard that her plastic surgeon is so adept, Kevin, that even death can be cheated with the right lifts and tucks. But alas, this spam email is from a different Joan. Mrs. Joan Collins, a citizen of London, United Kingdom.
Yeah, this can't be from the Joan Collins who starred in Dynasty and The Wild Women of Chastity Gulch. The subject line is godly greetings.
Let's hear her out, Kevin. Go ahead, Mrs. Joan Collins.
I am Mrs. Joan Collins. I am a 68-year-old widow writing from the hospital bed due to cancer sickness, dear.
Ooh, cancer's no joking matter, Tony, but why do you think she calls us dear?
Maybe we're her next of kin. Who knows?
I have funds, some £5,400,000. I inherited from my late husband. I would like to give donation into your care.
Wait, hold on, Mrs. Joan Collins. I'm trying to use a calculator here to figure out how much £5,400,000 is in American dollars.
What's the exchange rate?
Who knows? I don't need that anyway. Oh, well, that didn't work. Hey, Tony, turn the calculator around and it spells out, oh, hell.
I would like to give donation into your care for charity work, purposely to help the needy and less privileged, orphanages, the disabled, schools, widows, hospital patients, assisting destitute elderly men and women in your community. I hope to receive your reply shortly for more details.
Now, we've heard all this before. We give her our social security numbers and checking account numbers so that we can skim widely and deeply off that money for charity, but she ends up emptying our bank account.
It's not even worth it anymore to steal money from good causes. And she ends the email, remain blessed. Are we blessed right now?
Kevin, were we blessed and you never told me?
Well, I don't... Wait, remember when we helped that fellow with the flat tire a few months ago?
He didn't speak English. Didn't we guess he was speaking Greek?
Yeah, and you asked him why he was wearing a white bishop's mitre, but we couldn't understand a thing he said. He did wave his hands around and recite what I thought was a dirty limerick in Greek.
Also, I think he might have smudged me. I was incensed over the incense.
Tony, that just might have been the ecumenical patriarch of the Eastern Orthodox Church, Bartholomew I. And if so...
He might have blessed us. Lovely.
But I'm pretty sure he didn't, Tony. After all, here we are reviving Unclogging the Spam Filter to exploit the spam we get and evade our duties to actually create original comedy.
That is decisive proof, Kevin. We're not blessed after all. But we are out of time for the all-new, all-old Unclogging the Spam Filter. Tune in next time, listener, to hear Kevin say...
Ow! I got a paper cut from this latest spam email.
Today's episode of Men in Charge in Briefs starred Tony Flynn, Kevin Decker, and Ann Porter as Mrs. Joan Collins.
It was written by Kevin Decker. Special thanks to the Ecumenical Patriarch of Joplin, Missouri, Brian Lindsay.